All right, so the reason I wanted Al Dukes to get you on the show today, yep. Boom and I did, is that I've not read, and I don't want to get too bogged down because we're kind of tired of all the Madoff talk, right. But, you know, I've been saying for a long time here, how come no one's investigating this Irving Picard? And I've looked at it from the standpoint that he's going to walk away with $300 million in billable hours during this whole stuff, when in theory he's trying to get all the money back for the Madoff victims, 500 or so of them. And then you came out a couple of days ago, and I thought it was very interesting, as a public official who I don't think has any skin in the game, at least that I'm aware of, saying that, you know what, the Wilpons specifically here and a couple other high-profile, very wealthy people involved in the Madoff scandal are being victimized again, but this time by the trustee, by Picard himself. Do I have that right?
Yeah, you do. And actually, the only skin I would have is Fred Wilpon has been a friend for a number of years, and I've been a Met fan. But putting all that aside, that really has nothing to do with this. The fact is that I think Picard has abused his power, and I think the media sort of fell for it. I mean, when he came out with his papers making all the allegations against Fred Wilpon and Saul Katz and Jeff Wilpon and Sterling Equities, it sounded as if he was like an impartial referee, or he was a court officer, or he was a judge, or he was a district attorney. The fact is, he's a lawyer. He's a plaintiff's lawyer, gets paid by the hour. And I thought the charges he made against Wilpon and Katz and the Mets, and leaking confidential information, privileged information, using it against them in the newspaper, and then refusing to give that information to Wilpon himself to prepare his own defense, I thought it was unconscionable. I thought the guy is really abusing his power. And listen, you know, this can be decided in the court as to who's right and who's wrong. I think Fred Wilpon is a very good case, but that's for the courts to decide. But Picard's conduct and really trying to defame them and to somehow say they were part of the conspiracy, that they were in on all this all along, and ignoring the fact that they had $500 million they lost in the day the Madoff went under. I mean, this is, to me, a guy trying to get headlines, a guy running up fees, and abusing the power that the court gave him.
You know, Peter, I'm a big fan of yours, and all the work that you've done on behalf of the 9/11 victims, I've seen it firsthand. I've seen how the widows have really come to admire you, respect you, and thank God for you being in their corner. Now, saying all of that and understanding all that, sure. Let's be fair here for a moment. Have the Wilpons ever supported any of your campaigns?
Yeah, I would say over the years I've gotten a few thousand dollars from the Wilpons. Yeah, I mean, that's all public record.
Okay.
But believe me, in comparison, it would be like less than 1/100 of 1% of all, the money I've raised over the years.
How much does it bother you? And I think this is one thing that, you know, bothers me and Craig more than anything else. It's not only character assassination going on here in the public forum, but also the amount of money that Irving Picard stands to gain from all the money that he, you know, receives for the victims and the plaintiffs in this case.
Yeah, his law firm is going to run over well over $300 million.
It's unbelievable.
And the money between Picard and his firm and other outside contractors, I mean, I've seen estimates it could run over $1 billion. I think we should really, you know, Congress should look into this, should have an investigation or an audit. And, people are losing sight here. I mean, Wilpon has been victimized twice because CIPIC, which is the security, the National Securities Corporation, which is supposed to be verifying if a deal is good. Every deal they had with Madoff was signed off on, or there was a seal on it from this group, CIPIC, the Securities Investment Protection Corporation. And if they signed off on it, if the SEC investigated Madoff and said everything is okay, what right does Picard have to say they're part of a conspiracy? Now, you can decide how much money they owe or don't owe.
I think he'll lose that part. I think, listen, a lot of us say, hey, listen, Fred Wilpon, Saul Katz, very bright guys. You know, we'd like to think at some point they should have thought something might be fugazi. But thinking that something might be fugazi and knowing full well and being culpable in the scam are two different things. And I don't think anyone with a right mind thinks that they were involved in the planning, the setup, or the carrying out of the actual Ponzi scheme that Madoff did. And I agree with you on that. The issue is going to come down to the fact, you know, the average person can't relate to the kind of money the Wilpons have. So the issue is, did the Wilpons lose money? Did they make money? And how do you make everybody whole based on what they might have made versus what they may have lost?
Well, see, I don't know if under the law we can make everybody whole. the purpose of having these federal overseers is that people have faith in the system. And basically the Wilpons and others, they were investing and they were relying on the fact that the federal government was okaying and in effect was vouching for Madoff. And I'm saying that basically you should receive whatever your, in fact, this is what the law says, you should receive whatever your last statement showed. Now, SIPC, which is the overseeing corporation, they should have had more money in reserve in case something like this does happen. So I don't think Fred Wilpon has talked to anyone. Should be made to pick up the tab for everyone else. And but, you know, again, I think the courts can decide that. But right now the law, I think, is on Fred Wilpon's side. But even more than that is the character assassination. And, Craig, you know, we say, should they have known or not known? Well, you know, the SEC investigated Madoff from top to bottom, didn't
right.
find out. Should they have? Maybe. But the thing is, if you're a private citizen and the Securities and Exchange Commission vouches for Madoff, if SIPC puts a seal of approval on all the transactions you're engaged in, and also, let me add one other thing, the way Picard has distorted the evidence. He is saying that advisors of Wilpon told him that there was something funny with Madoff.
Right.
But they refused to let Wilpon know where they got that information, who was saying that, or
right.
how it was said. Finally, Wilpon, on his own, from the other guy's lawyers, found out that Stamos never said that at all.
Got it.
He said he kept telling Wilpon this was a good investment.
You know, Peter, with wars going on in Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya now, with everything going on with the economy and everything else, why get yourself involved in the middle of this?
Well, I'm on the Financial Services Committee, and so it does come under our jurisdiction. And obviously, I'm involved in a lot of other issues,
yep.
radicalization, and obviously the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, Libya. But I just felt that you have people who are being, I think, smeared and slandered by a person who is operating as a government officer. That's wrong. If this was two guys in the public sector, in the private sector, fighting it out, if it was Wilpon fighting with Steinbrenner, let them do it.
Right.
But in this case, you have someone who gives the impression that he's authorized by the federal government to say what he's saying, to do what he's doing, and that's just wrong.
Final thing for me, Peter.
I was just going to say the other thing here also is that, you mentioned it, you have two agencies, SIPC and the SEC, that basically turned a blind eye to all this nonsense.
Yeah.
What is their culpability? What are they responsible for?
Right now they're claiming they're responsible for nothing,
huh.
and that's why they're trying to get guys like Fred Wilpon to make up for their mistakes, and that is just wrong. And I think that, you know, there are a lot of issues out there, more important than this, I agree with that, but if you allow anyone to just abuse innocent citizens or civilians and try to blame them for mistakes made by the government, that's just wrong.
Representative Peter King joins us. You know, Peter, what about, you know, the whole fact if you're on the other side of this mess and you have Irving Picard there fighting for you, and let's say, you know, your grandparents or,
yeah.
you know, your parents, you know, lost their $5 million trust fund that was going to keep them healthy and happy, and they were going to be able to spend great times with their grandchildren and all that other stuff. How about from the victim side, the other side? Have you ever thought about being on that side of the fence?
Oh, sure I have. No, this is no one wins here. Because even, by the way, I think, you know, Fred Wilpon will try to prove in court that he lost more money than he gained. But leaving that aside, there are people who are definitely losing money or have lost money. I'm just saying that other victims should not be the ones who have to make them good. That was the job of the federal government. And if we have to set up a fund, if we have to find a way to compensate for the negligence of the federal government, then that should be the route.
You know what I'm surprised about, Peter? And well, last thing for me, and we'll let you go here because
sure.
I know you're busy.
That's
is
okay.
that if this SIPC stamped every single trade and said it's legit and the money's yours and we invest, you know, we made sure there's a legitimate trade. If the SEC found no wrongdoing, I'm shocked that no one's gotten together and said to the government, bail us out. Why not, you know, if it's an SEC is a government body, if SIPC is a government body, then it seems like the government didn't do its job in that regard. Maybe the government should bail out all these victims.
Well, the government didn't do its job, but what SIPC is now claiming is even though the seal was on there, it didn't mean anything.
Got it.
So, which
well,
to me
go.
is the ultimate hypocrisy.
Representative Peter King, again with one more question.
Listen,
the guy's got a war
all
in Libya he's got to worry about, Boomer.
I run a foundation, Peter, a private foundation here, and it's a non-for-profit.
Right.
You know, my insurance premiums are going up 35%. Can you get me a waiver? Can I get a waiver, please?
Let me talk to the president.
All right.
This is more important than everything. And seriously, Boomer, I want to thank you for all the work you do for charity. If Craig had done some good, I thank him, too. But
he's done a lot of good. He's been a great partner.
Hey, Peter, I stopped two shots at Madison Square Garden yesterday for charity.
Took a dive on that. Come on.
Hey, by the way, do you like the president?
Oh, yeah. Personally, he's a very nice guy.
You like him as a man, as a good guy?
Do. Yeah, absolutely.
You do. Well, listen, Peter, good having you on the show. I appreciate you coming out and saying what you said. I don't know if it's right or not, but it's a different side that no one else has had the couillons to say. And you have yourself a nice weekend. How are your brackets looking, by the way, buddy?
I died when Notre Dame lost to Florida State. I've been in depression ever since.
Oh, you're done. You're out.
I know. I'm gone.
All right, brother. Be good. Thanks.
Okay.
See you there, Peter.
Peter King. Very nice.
I do like Peter. He's a stand-up guy and everything. I just, you know.